Oh, cool.
So, first up tonight, 5 o'clock, I guess it's not really tonight, but it still feels like it. Yeah. 5 o'clock today, Bao Fi, part of the Minnesota Author Tour,
mm-hmm.
will be visiting us. This is 2-time Minnesota Grand Slam champion and a National Poetry Slam finalist, Bao Fi, spoken word artist and writer. He has published 2 critically acclaimed poetry collections, and his children's book, A Different Pond, won multiple awards, including a Caldecott honor.
Ooh.
Yes. Join us to hear Bao speak about his journey to becoming an acclaimed writer and poet. The event is free and open to the public. And that's, again, 5 o'clock at the library today.
Okay. Right.
The Minnesota Author Tour is made possible by the voters of Minnesota, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
We appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then continuing your fabulous weekend at the library.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the Northfield Handbell Ensemble
will
be entertaining us in the atrium. If you haven't heard this, I know I've mentioned this before, the acoustics in the atrium are just wonderful.
Yeah.
So any musical performance in there is great, but the handbells just sound spectacular. So
that's great.
Yeah, come on out. They will present their spring concert in the atrium at noon tomorrow, mm-hmm. May 6th, featuring music by Burt Bacharach.
Ooh, Bacharach? The late, great Burt Bacharach. Oh, is it Bacharach? Yeah, it's Bacharach.
I second-guess myself on that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Beatles and Jason Krug.
Nice.
A variety.
Nice. Right? I love it. I feel like the handbell choir is sort of the Northfield Public Library house band.
I'd love that. Actually, if we could just make that official.
Because the library is the only place I ever hear about them playing. And they play at the library mm-hmm. a fair amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we do this annually, this spring concert.
But they're also there for Winter Walk.
Yep. And we had them, I think, at other times as
They're the house band.
That's the house band. Like we should have them there just once a week or
right.
something.
Right. There you go.
So, yep. Tomorrow at noon. Come on out. That'll be great. Then coming up on May 18th, we have something for everyone at the library, right?
Yeah, always.
Saying. Mushroom Foraging talk focused on youth. So getting kids engaged in foraging. This is really exciting. Longtime forager and first-time author Melanie Kahn is bringing her best foraging tips, a variety of wild and cultivated mushrooms, and her new children's book, Mason Goes Mushrooming.
Nice.
To the library for a children's program on Thursday afternoon. That's May 18th.
Fantastic.
At 4, isn't it?
How to go find the morals? Or is that...
morals and what are the chanterelles I think you can find.
Yeah, okay.
Wild.
All right.
I have never foraged. I'm really curious.
Nor have I.
This. Yeah.
So I
I think it's geared towards kids, but you know, I'm going to say that.
Well,
you know,
I'm not sure that would actually exclude me.
Rich.
Right.
It should say that in the program description, geared towards children
and rich.
Larson.
Right.
So at the program, Melanie will read aloud from her book, have a short Q&A for kids and their caregivers, and hold an interactive ID session with a variety of wild and cultivated mushrooms so children can touch, smell, and observe the details of the fungi.
Oh, that is outstanding.
Mm, cool.
Right? Yeah. And then take them home, fry them up in some butter.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's fantastic. All right. I've gone as far as following some forager accounts on Instagram.
So I've gotten
that close.
Okay.
But I haven't gone all the way to actually.
All right.
Then that's Saturday, May 20th at 2. This is just, I can't even stand it. We have another amazing children's program, though all ages are welcome. Miniature horses.
What?
Miniature horses.
Please tell me one's named Little Sebastian. Please.
You can call him whatever you want. Learn and meet. Yes. Yes,
wow.
There will be miniature
They're
horses
coming.
Inside the library. I lost my mind when Emily told
That's
me about this.
Outstanding.
So we're going to learn about their biology, history, and get to meet them, too. That is May 20th.
Oh, my gosh.
At 2 o'clock. I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Every kid in Northfield will be there. That's fantastic.
And me. Rich Larson. moving on.
Yeah.
The topographical poem reading, remember last month I brought in Rob Hardy is a visual aide, the poet laureate.
Striking
visual aide.
He was a good visual aide.
Fabulous, always. So we had more than 30 Northfielders responded to the call for poems about specific places in Northfield for this topographical poem.
That is outstanding.
Isn't that great? I mean, this is a city of poetry.
Yes, it is.
Truly. So the poets will read their poems at or near the places they celebrate in the poems and this kind of day-long event. So you can join us for the entire tour. This is a walking, biking, or driving tour, starting at Way Park at 10 a.m. and ending at Oak Lawn Cemetery at 3 p.m. The details of the schedule are on our calendar.
Okay.
And on the Poet Laureate's Facebook page and kind of on the city's event calendar as well. So you don't feel like I have to read through the details. This is kind of a long tour. But
but you've got 30 poems.
30 poems. So there's going to be quite a few readings.
And these were curated. It's not like like just all you got 30 and so you're going to take them all. Like these are 30 good poems.
That's right. There are some that didn't make it.
Didn't
make the cut. So, I mean,
that is fantastic.
This is outstanding. Yeah.
That's outstanding. Yes.
So people wrote poems about Way Park, about the Depot, Bridge Square, the library, Central Park, the Arb, and Oak Lawn Cemetery.
It's
really, really neat tour. It'll wrap up around 3 o'clock at Oak Lawn.
Wow. That's a lot in May.
That's a lot in May. I've
That's
got
great.
A couple more.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
If I've got time.
Get out of the way, Rich.
We have an open forum with the Consul of Mexico from out of St. Paul. At the Northfield Public Library.
Cool.
Really looking forward to this. We've done this once before. So we're inviting the community to a bilingual open forum with the Consul of Mexico, Ivan Roberto Sierra Medel. Discuss the latest changes in the laws, immigration questions, educational programs offered by the Mexican consulate in Minnesota. Understand the services the consulate provides to both Mexican and non-Mexican communities, and strengthening communication with local community leaders by participating in this forum on immigration and community issues.
Wow.
It is the 17th at 6:30 in the library.
May 17th at 6:30. I'm going to officially ask if you send out a press release on that one, let me know, because that would actually be...
We will. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, that would... That's going to be interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And finally, before I give a quick plug for summer reading, the people-friendly driver workshop.
Do you want me to cut in? No. Finish that, and then I want to talk about something real quick.
Okay. We have a people-friendly driver workshop, making Minnesota a place where every person everywhere can easily walk, bike, and roll.
Fantastic.
So join us for this 45-minute class. It teaches safe driving behaviors around people who are biking, walking, and rolling.
Okay. And maybe how to take a deep breath so you can be a friendly driver.
That's right.
And biker.
Everybody calm down and share the road. Right?
Exactly.
Please. As a pedestrian and cyclist, I have to say please. look both ways before you turn right on red.
Start seeing motorcycles, all the things, right?
Little people. Can't get out of the way fast enough. Yeah. So People-Friendly Driver is a pilot program of bike men. Their vision is a robust, widespread education program that provides the train-the-trainer education model for all types of driver's ed instructors and a direct service program for certifying corporate, professional fleet, and workplace drivers. They want to reach all motorists with the people-friendly driver curriculum and therefore decrease the risks of serious and fatal crashes with Minnesota's most vulnerable road users.
All right.
That is the 15th of May at 6:30 as well.
Okay, so that's, a week from Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's actually, I mean, say again?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Sorry. It's a lot going on in May. But you've got the summer reading program that you're working on, too. And folks, those who are regular listeners to the segment know that Natalie is famous for bringing in visual aids. Today, she is a visual aid unto herself. She's got the summer reading T-shirt. She's got the summer reading earrings.
I do actually. They match the shirt.
I mean, it's
baseballs.
You've got a whole thing going here.
Huge, huge, huge shout out to Rocky Casillas. He's an absolutely fabulous human being, artist, etc. Did the artwork for us this year, and I'm just loving it. We had it put on T-shirts, a shirt that he hasn't even seen yet. So, Rocky, if you're listening, come on by. But you'll see staff wearing these shirts at the library last summer.
Awesome.
Our team shirts. So
that's great. So it's a summer reading program is baseball themed this year.
Yep, baseball is for everyone.
Amen. Yes, it is.
It's a great sport. It's just a fun way to be outside with the community. So, as I mentioned last month, the Unicorn Sparkles will be throwing out the first pitch at the Dundas Dukes game on June 18th. It may or may not be me in the costume. we'll see who gets volunteered for that one. Whoever has the strongest pitching arms is definitely not going to be me. But everybody, adults can play the game this year. So we have adults for teens, for kids. We have prizes for every age group. We have different challenges. It's going to be a blast. So come on down. June 5th is the first day to register for.
I am so tempted to sign up for this because I think you know, like, baseball is one of my great passions.
Of course, I
love baseball.
This is
exactly. Mm-hmm. And I haven't read enough baseball books in my life. Nobody has, but I'm very, very tempted to sign up for this.
You absolutely should sign up. Yeah. Not all the challenges are reading. You can read in place of the challenges. Most of the challenges are geared toward getting folks out into the community and doing things.
Okay. Well, then I'm
so
all in.
So more activities. Yeah,
absolutely,
I'm
all in.
I think I'll just kind of sign you up.
Okay.
That's all right.
Put my name on there. We'll see what happens.
Maybe you could do like a team. You could compete. Like,
okay.
You know, Team KYMN can compete with the library because we're gonna be playing.
Yeah.
Too,
well, so. Unless I get Wendy Nordquist involved, it ain't gonna work. So okay. All right. We got anything else, Natalie?
Just don't forget that Pride in the Park is coming up.
Yes, it is.
First Saturday in June, and we're really excited to be there again this year.
KYMN will be broadcasting live from Pride in the Park.
Let's make that an annual tradition.
I like that idea.
Awesome.
Well, as always, Natalie, we greatly appreciate your time, as does Wendy Smith.
Library love. Library love.
It's just as good as it gets right there. Oh, that's sustained, man. That's fantastic. All right, Natalie Draper, thank you so much. We will talk to you again next month. We're going to get word from a couple of people and then look at Minnesota news.
Menards has everything you need for your outdoor projects, now all 11% off. FVP's Voltage Lawn and Garden Battery will power all of your tractors and lawnmowers. Each battery is built with the power to get you started, even in extreme temperatures. FVP's Lawn and Garden Battery is just $26.99 after exchange and 11% rebate now at Menards. Good through May 7th, savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Opponents are at the state capitol today, pushing House Democrats to drop plans for a 75-cent delivery fee statewide on everything from pizza to Amazon. Backers contend it's a better alternative than increasing the gas tax. Bruce Neustadt with the Minnesota Retailers Association says he totally understands the need for road and bridge funding, but a delivery fee...
It's remarkably unpopular. I realize it's being sold as kind of an innovative solution, but I think Minnesotans are seeing that it's something they're going to pay direct, and in a time of surplus, that doesn't